Hi everyone, it's Marilyn Aloria and welcome to the guest expert call from Membership for Your Soul. And today's guest, we have Barbara Douse, and I'm really excited to talk with all of you and to have Barbara come here. And I want to give you a little bit of my background with Barbara first and as to why I felt like this call was so important for her to be here with all of you, especially in the beginning of the year. So last year, as some of you know, I talked about making a lot of risks and a lot of changes and a lot of investment in my business. And I would find myself waking up in the middle of the night with like paralyzing fear. It was just like, oh my goodness, what are you doing? It was so scary sometimes. And you know, with all the spiritual work I do and I'm in touch with my guides and my guides are telling me, take this path, take this path. There's still moments where your humanness gets in there, you know, your human part of you. And there's those moments where you can really have old stories come up, old paradigms, as Barbara talks about, come up. And I would just, like, find myself going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. It always happens in the bathroom. And I'd be like, okay, I am really scared. What do I do? And, you know, Spirit would say you're on the right path. You're making the right choices. You have to trust. But I also knew that I needed to throw tools at the experiences I was having because I knew there was an opportunity of self-sabotage that could happen. So obviously we all know this, you know, if you're pursuing something or going towards something that you really, really love and really truly want to do, but it's out of your comfort zone. You've never done it before. So it brings up all these feelings of uncomfortability, lack of confidence, whatever it may be that you experience. And for me, I am a big believer in throwing people, coaches, tools at things that have a better expertise for me that can really walk me through the darkness into the light. So as much as you all know, I have a team of guides that I trust completely. Sometimes you just need that physical person right in front of you. And so a friend of mine shared just at the same time, we hadn't even talked in a long time, my friend Betsy and I. And of course, lo and behold, Spirit sent me an email that Barbara was doing a group around money mindset. And I had emailed Barbara, and I was like, okay, I need to talk to you first because I know now I don't just sign up for things without, like, especially bigger money item things. It's not, you know, lower item things. And I spoke with Barbara, and I just loved her right away. I thought her ease, her communication, the way that she used the language, the way that I didn't feel like she was making me smaller. I felt like she could hold the vision for me. So I joined the group, and it was life-changing for me. It was truly a great experience for me to have that accountability group every single week around money mindset. And I love how Barbara teaches. Barbara teaches with a lot of visibility and transparency. And I don't really like ego-driven teachers, as many of you know. I like people to share their story because when they share their stories, I learn from their own journeys. So it was really very magical for me and really good. And that's why I wanted to bring her on here today, because as you guys are going into a lot more of this work, going deeper into this work, and as you go into deeper work with your guides, you're also being called to live a life that's much more aligned with your soul, with your truth. You're ready to take the risk for the dreams that you have in your heart that may have been laying dormant for a while, and you're all ready to, like, just jump on the path. But what can happen sometimes, as I just said, as I just shared with you, is sometimes something can happen that doesn't go your way. And all of a sudden, you're spiraling down that rabbit hole. You know, you're spiraling down that rabbit hole of negative belief or, oh, my goodness, here it is again. My mother was right. I stink at this. Or whatever the story is that you tell yourself. So I had asked Barbara to come onto this membership call to talk to all of you about mindset because I really feel that she has done an incredible amount of work in this area. And she's very good at delivering it and coaching people. So I'm going to talk about her bio because we are going to share this call with my entire list. We're not going to share the Q&A portion. That's personal to you guys. When you guys ask questions, we are going to have a Q&A portion. But I do want to share Barbara with the rest of my list because I think it's so important right now that everybody shift their mindset. I have found by shifting my mindset, my life is truly taking on a very magical hue is the best word I can find. It's just magical. Miracles are showing up. Opportunities are showing up. And most importantly, I'm standing in faith. That's the biggest thing, the faith, whatever way it goes. So Barbara Douse is an acclaimed success coach, and she's Barb Proctor certified, and she's Thinking Into Results consultant, author of True Love, True Self, A Journey to Self-Love. She has an incredible story. and she's an inspirational speaker. Barbara helps entrepreneurs, business owners, and individuals break up with perfectionism, say goodbye to procrastination, and stop postponing the life of their dreams. She shows people how to break through their terror barriers in order to play a bigger game and achieve outstanding results in both their professional and personal life. Her website is Barbara Doust, D-A-O-U-S-T, and it'll also be on the emails when you get the replay, -tir.com. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Marilyn. Well, thank you for that introduction. And, wow, you really, you know, summed up a lot about your experience with the group. I really appreciate hearing that.
Yeah, it really was life-changing, as I had shared with you many, many times. So let's get right into it. You know, I would love for you to give a summary, and I know this is difficult to do, but of your life that brought you to the point where you shared some incredible stories with me, but that brought you to the point of really shifting your own mindset and also then getting certified with Bob Proctor and what that actually means. So if you could share a little bit of that so the audience could get to know you, that would be wonderful.
Sure, I'd love to. Let's see, my journey. I worked in the entertainment business for 25 years, 30 years. I have my master's in directing, and I coached celebrity actors for quite a number of years on movie and TV sets. And I also had a couple of theater companies in my 20s and thought I was on a path of becoming a director and making a lot of money doing that, when suddenly 2 months before my 25th wedding anniversary, I lost my husband to fourth stage lung cancer, and he was gone within 3 weeks of his diagnosis.
Wow.
So that was a very complicated, difficult slam at that time where I just didn't, it just came out of left field. So it really shook my world. And the way that we change, there are two ways that we change. And one is through a trauma or a traumatic event or a static event, you know, a marriage, that kind of thing, or through constant space repetition of a new idea. Those are the only two ways that we change. And so I didn't make a conscious choice to change. I had a traumatic event that created and forced change upon me. And I like to say when I work with people, I want to help people before they reach that point, before they reach that crisis point. But more often than not, people don't make the change until they're forced to or they're in so much pain that they know something's got to change. And after I lost my husband, I lost four more people directly after him who were my support team and beloved family members and friends. And that really sent me into a dark night, and I went on a journey, and a spiritual journey. And I realized that most of my life I had been living from the outside in versus the inside out. I didn't even understand that that concept existed at that time. And I studied spiritual psychology in a master's program, spent a couple of years doing that. I certified as a law of attraction, quantum laws coach for a year at the Quantum Success Coaching Academy. And then I studied neuroscience for about 3 years, 4 years, studied with John Assaraf and Mark Waldman. And I was just always in question. What had happened to my life? Why had this happened to me? I had always lived my life as a good person and as a positive person, so I thought. But the truth was that I didn't realize how codependent I was on outside approval and the pleasing, the people pleaser in me, needing gratification, validation. And I really had to face the truth, which was that I was a highly educated, talented, creative, powerful woman with low self-worth. And if I knew then what I know now, the money in my finances would have had an entirely different outcome. It would have been a completely different picture, given that I was in an industry where people around me were making millions of dollars, but I wasn't. So I really just kept asking questions. You know, why is it that I can help other people make so much money and other people be so successful? And as I started coaching, I didn't have the intention to coach. It was more I started coaching because I had to certify. I was just seeking a way out of my misery. I was seeking a way out of, I always thought I was a positive thinker, but I came to understand that I was really very unkind to myself and that everything I was doing for other people was for them and not for me. And I ended up getting the results that I was getting. And, you know, just kept asking, why isn't there more? Why am I not creating more when I'm helping other people create more? And then when I found Bob Proctor, I really saw for myself, I was on a spiritual path. I was doing a lot of the energy work, a lot of the spiritual work, changing my vibration, changing my thinking. But I really didn't have access to a plan. And when I started coaching, I didn't have enough confidence in myself. I still had low self-worth. I was questioning whether or not I knew enough, because that was my core issue, whether or not I knew enough, whether or not I was smart enough. So I kept getting ready to get ready to get ready to get ready, program after program. I can't tell you how many masters and certificates and licenses that I have. And then it wasn't until I was introduced to Bob's work, because I was looking for a system. I wanted to sell something other than myself. And Bob had a system that was written by a former attorney, Sandy Gallagher, who was a banker acquisition lawyer. And she had been doing Bob's work and created a program with him. And then once I invested a lot of money in certifying, I mean, what I invested in this program was more than any program out there. And it talk about the anxiety that you were talking about, right? It, in the bathroom at night, I went through it. I was really going through a lot of anxiety, and but it was the best thing I could ever have done for myself, because Bob's program really brings business and money consciousness and abundant thinking into action. It's a peak performance program. I call it the Cadillac program, because it's not just getting you know, significant 5%, 10% results. It's when you're in his program, there's the opportunity for what's called a quantum leap. And so I have clients who make leaps, like a salesman for Dell Computers in 3 months went to 170% increase in his results. A producer who worked on $2 million movies in 3 months was able to connect and start work on a $10 million project. And then an investor came out of nowhere, so to speak. And we know that that's not, you know, what's going on. We know that it's really about where your point of attraction is based on your belief systems and your thinking. So Bob really bridged the, it's called the knowing-doing gap, and I can share more with you about that. But he really bridged that for me, so that in my first year of facilitating the program, I doubled my practice and tripled my income.
And what do you think, I love that, and there's so many questions that I wrote down that are coming up, but what do you think it was for you, Barbara, that, like, it was his program, but what was, like, the internal shift in you? What was something like the realization, or what was the big shift that happened with that program? I'm sure there were many that made you all of a sudden have the confidence or whatever it was that brought in all this affluence and abundance.
Well, I think the first thing was Bob told me to leap and gave me an assignment, and I didn't even know. Well, like the group that you were in, right? I hadn't even read the book before I went out and I created four groups with 10 people in each group. So I had 40 people, and I hadn't even read the material. So it was that blind faith, the faith part that you're talking about. And knowing that to get out of one's way really is about doing it differently. I like to say to people that you will never outperform your self-image. You'll never outperform what you already know. So it's really about discovering the parts of yourself that you don't already know. And to be a bigger version of yourself It's about the willingness to create something unknown, because what you want wants you, but also what you want is in the unknown. And most people are staying in the known, in what's familiar. It's their comfort zone. And from that place, keep working hard at it, at what they already know. But you must create a new paradigm, a new shift to get a different result. Because, again, right, it's the definition of insanity, creating the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And so it's that... that place of, I did it again. Why did I do it again? I did it again. I had the intention to go and talk about my product. I had the intention to go and connect with 5 people, but I came away. I didn't even talk about myself. I didn't talk about my product, and I didn't connect with 5 people. Why did I do that again? And so I found, even when I was, starting out and networking with people, I was networking 4 to 5 times a week, and I would come away every time going, I did it again. Why am I doing this again? And that's the work. The program with Bob is really focused around your paradigms and your self-image. So, again, you'll never outperform what you already know. And Bob says, and I say to my clients as well, are you willing to do what it takes? And are you able to do what it takes? And Albert Gray, in a fabulous article called The Common Denominator of Success, says highly successful people form the habits of doing things that failures don't like to do. And that really struck me. I mean, at one time I couldn't even say the word failures because I was so defensive. And I also, I was in a spiritual community and listening to how a lot of these spiritual leaders. I have a group right now that wants me to work with them. They're all spiritual leaders at a Science of Mind Center, a reverend, 3 reverends actually, and they're asking me how to create money. And this is what they're teaching. They're teaching people Science of Mind, but they're broke. They're not creating money. And I'd say, Marilyn, that the biggest shift, this was like I'd say the pivotal shift was to focus on money and to say, I want it. I want money. Money wants to be wanted. Money is energy. And so it's just like anything else. When you want to call in the love of your life, when you want to call in the body that you, want for your well-being, when you want to call in the career, when you want to call in anything and you put focus on it, a lot of people are not allowing themselves to even focus on the money, to say, I love money, money loves me, to say, with more money, I'll be able to create more. Mm-hmm. And I used to have the lack paradigm, the scarcity paradigm. And I was listening to Earl Nightingale, who wrote The Strangest Secret, and he was a very well-known broadcaster in the 60s based on Napoleon Hill's work from, The Think and Grow Rich. And he said, his parents told him that rich people were unhappy. So if you're carrying around that belief, you're going to use everything you can to defend why, you're not going to make money. And I found in myself, I spent 25 years defending why I was a struggling artist. And I found every excuse in the book, from I'm counterculture to I have to shop at thrift stores and you can do things on a shoestring budget, you don't have to. I was making, counter capitalism, I was making everything wrong and everything bad in order to justify my lack. But it was a way to survive, it was a way to commit. It was a way to say I'm an artist. And but Earl Nightingale, when his parents said, rich people are unhappy, he took a look around and he also saw that poor people were unhappy. He just made a decision. He made a decision that he wanted to be rich and happy, because there were poor people who were also happy, but he decided he would be rich and happy. And when you make a decision, then the opportunity the frequency, you start to work with, you know, different levels of frequency within you to be able to say, this is what I want and this is what I'm worth. So a lot of abundance is directly related to your self-worth. Money is a reflection of your self-value. And as you own your value, it's within, it will start to reflect without. And so when you, again, put the focus and shift the focus on what you want, and the technique that we use in thinking into results is to go after something that you really, really want that scares the pants off of you. Mm-hmm. Something that, not a goal that you already know how to do, not something that you think you know how to figure out. It's about going into the uncharted territories of your potential so that you say, I'm going after this. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I want it. And as you start to do that and you make a decision and you ask, you know, am I willing, am I able, then the universe starts to conspire when you make the decision. A decision's not a decision until it's an action. And when you really commit to it, then the universe conspires to bring you people, places, events, and circumstances that start to open up your mind and expand your mind, and you go, oh my goodness. Like, for example, my intention this year is to make significant money speaking publicly. And the other night I was at an event where I spoke for 10 minutes, and I sat back down. The woman stood up and said, oh, you know, Barbara, it's such an honor to have her speak because she earns $10,000 an hour when she speaks. And I'm like, oh, where did that come from, right? But then when I hear that, I go, I accept that, and yeah. I know that's possible. And so this is the, I can say yes to it rather than say that's not possible. I'm deserving of this. I'm deserving. I've been doing the work. And to stay on the track of knowing that you must be shifting the energy to say yes rather than, you know, maybe, maybe not. So, you know, God energy comes to and through us. And it's up to us to do with it, to make choices around that energy. And a lot of people have their focus on what they don't want. Mm-hmm. And that's where they get stuck.
Yeah, there's so much that you said that I want to comment on because. But let me ask you this first. So for those who go for things that they really, really, truly want, and then when they have the disappointments, how do you help people through that? How do you explain that to them? Like you know, whenever you go towards a goal, go ahead. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. So basically, it's to understand that as soon as you start going toward that goal, and I'm not talking smart goals, I'm not talking realistic, I'm talking
right.
about dreams. I'm
Me
talking
too.
About that voice inside of you that's been calling you and saying, you know, you've been wanting to do this forever. Why are you not doing it? It's 9 years later and you haven't written your book or you haven't created your program, whatever it is, right? So when you start to go after that, immediately what's going to happen is all of your paradigms. Now, a paradigm.
Explain a paradigm.
Yeah. It's a fixed idea, okay, in the subconscious mind that's based on your belief systems, based on your DNA, your heritage, your conditioning, your programming, your environment, your parenting, media, outside influences, your experiences. No two people are the same, and no two people can ever be compared against another person because no two people have the same paradigms. So these paradigms become habits, and they're unconscious habits, and they dictate our behavior. And 88% of our behavior is run and ruled by the subconscious mind. So that's why we're going out there and we're saying, I did it again. Why did I do it again? Without understanding that the paradigm is running the show, we don't have awareness. Once we focus on something that's scary and exciting, all the paradigms are going to rush to the surface, and they're going to deliberately create disappointment. And they're doing that to protect you, to stop you from change, because we don't like to change. We resist change, period. We're afraid of the unknown. The subconscious mind is trying to protect us from shame. It's the emotional mind. It's trying to protect us from humiliation, embarrassment, you know, whatever, degradation, any of that. The ego mind is trying to, again, protect us from danger, and it goes into survival mode. So it will turn on the fight, flight, or freeze response, right? It's caveman days. So the ego mind's part of the reptilian brain that hasn't evolved over millions of years. And the midbrain is what the subconscious mind is, which is the emotional part of our brain. It, too, hasn't evolved for over millions of years. And then our neocortex is where our, you know, amazing human potential exists. And we're just beginning to tap into that. And neuroscience in the last 3.5-4 years is uncovering so much information. We're just beginning to start opening it up. And so neurocoaching and reprogramming neural pathways is becoming more and more a part of programs now that people are starting to understand that we're locked into neural pathways. We're locked into patterns because the brain wants the path of least resistance. It wants to go to its set point so it doesn't have to think about the blood running through its veins and the muscles working and stretching the tendons and the ligaments. It wants to go to autopilot. So it's, you know, it's hardwired that way, and ego mind and subconscious mind are protecting us so that we don't run into danger. So we stay in our comfort zone. But the thing to understand is that the comfort zone is the scary place. The comfort zone is the place of limitation and disintegration. It's a place that stops us from creating, from moving into the unknown. And as soon as we move into the unknown, all the paradigms are working really, really hard. And crazy things, Marilyn, start to happen. Like your car, you know, you get a flat tire, your dishwasher breaks down, your washing machine, you know, is making all kinds of noises. You get a phone call about somebody's cat or, you know, animal having a problem. I mean, everything starts to get a little crazy. But when you understand that it's the paradigms doing everything they can to hold you in a pattern of familiarity, that's when you go, oh, those are the paradigms. They're stopping me. I've got to do something differently. And so it's not about going into your life and having therapy and revisiting what your mom did, what your dad did, what your sister and brother did to you. It's not about that. It's about identifying the pattern and saying, I'm doing it the same way, and it could be caused from the limited belief that I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, and the work that I get to do is around that piece, and what's the next action? And so even if the action is I want to call somebody and ask them to join my program, and the terror barrier is going to kick in immediately and all this fear is going to run up and you're going to find a reason to go to the refrigerator or to call your best friend and have a nice conversation, and you'll reject yourself first before you'll step out into the fear and feel the fear and do it anyway. And then from that place, you're not going to create a different result.
Right, if you're going back to the old pattern, correct?
Yep. If you go back to the old pattern, you're not going. And so it's really about feel the fear, and let yourself pick up the phone. You ask yourself, you know, I may not want to do this. I don't want to sell. I don't like to sell. I don't like to promote myself. But am I willing to, in order to help someone have a different result in their life? Am I willing to engage in an uncomfortable conversation in order for me to get out of the way and that person have the experience that they need to have? Am I willing to do it? And then in making that choice and the action, I mean, I know when I first started coaching and picking up the phone, I would do all kinds of things to pretend I was Oprah or, you know, put on energy or and just be shaking or, you know, but I would do it anyway. And then what you're communicating, what I was communicating, that I didn't die. My subconscious mind was going, oh, okay, we didn't die. And the ego mind is going, hey, we didn't die, you know, so let's try it again. And that's part of the four steps to conscious learning. Do you know about those four steps?
I believe you said, but share them, because I'm not sure that I do. So the four, yes, you do. You share them, but share them with everybody, because they would be great.
Yeah. You know, the four steps to conscious learning, when you understand, it helps to just be reminded of it. And even with, like, this phone call that you're having for your list and your group, we need reminders, because subconscious mind and ego mind are going to do everything they can to help you forget.
Right.
You know the information, but, you know, you have to keep consistent discipline, daily discipline, to form the habits of a highly successful person. And to create those habits, you must be in action. And I'll talk a little bit more after the conscious learning about how we change our habits. So the four steps to conscious learning, the first step is that we are unconsciously incompetent. So a child, you know, is a one-year-old baby, doesn't even know that a shoelace exists on a shoe. So they are considered unconsciously incompetent. But then they see somebody tying their shoelace and they become conscious. And then they want to know, you know, how to do it, but they are consciously incompetent. They still don't know how to do it. And then eventually they say, Mommy, you know, show me how to do that. And then Mommy takes the time and it is slow. But they start to become consciously competent through practice. And as they're practicing, it's 15 minutes later, Mommy, look, I tied my shoe. You know, I feel so proud. And then they get to the place of practice. They're skipping down the street one day. The shoelace comes undone. They tie up the shoe as they're talking to their friend. They don't even know they've done it. Now they're unconsciously competent.
Mm.
And it's that place of practice that we feel awkward. We feel uncomfortable. We feel, you know, it's just not normal and natural to us. And that's where the human mind is 85% hardwired for negative feedback. And it's all based on our survival mechanism and fear. And we're wired that way. And the only way to change it is to grow more and more aware of these feelings and working with the discomfort until it becomes consciously competent and unconsciously competent. And from that place, then we're ready to leap to the next level.
So I love that. What is that? And I've heard you say it a few times, and it's still like every time I hear it, I'm like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Let's talk about some of the habits, because you mentioned that before, some of the things that you can do to shift the habits that get you out of this paradigm. And you just mentioned some of it right now, but I want you to go a little bit further if you can.
Yeah.
And also, talk about the terror barrier, so they know what the terror barrier is as well.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Well, it takes 21 days, so they say, right, to change a habit. But it really takes 30 days for the neural pathways to shift. NASA did an experiment with astronauts, and they discovered that after 30 days, and they did this through brain scans, MRIs, for evidence that after 30 days of repeating a new behavior, that the neural pathway shifted. If they did the behavior for 15 days, took a day off, and then, you know, finished up the last 15 days, the neural pathways did not change. So it takes really 30 days of consistent, deliberate action of the same repeated behavior in order to shift the neural pathway. So our neural pathways form grooves, and to let go of the old grooves, it really takes the discipline of forming a new habit. Take the old habit and replace it with a new habit. You can't just take an old habit and say, I'm getting rid of that habit. You must replace it with something new. And eventually, as you keep imprinting, implanting, and embedding upon the subconscious mind the new behavior is going to become automatic. And it's through, again, as I said at the beginning, constant-based repetition of a new idea. And then you get disciplined about it, and you know, get to the point where you cannot not do it. I work with a 30-day success habit chart, and I'll write down, you know, exercise every day for 15 minutes or do my morning ritual every day, you know, eat or drink 8 glasses of water a day. And then I give myself a little check for every time I do it. I'm now so conditioned that I can't not walk.
Do it, yeah.
I can't not do my morning ritual. I don't feel good if I don't do them, you know, because the neural pathway is in the groove of habitual behavior. So what we want to do is keep working with the habits that are highly successful habits. You know, I walk into my office every day and say, you know, is this the office of a highly successful person? Who am I being as a highly successful person? What are the feelings I want to have as a highly successful person? And I start to act, be, behave the feelings. And it's the feeling place that's the place where we manifest. And that's the place that most people are not connecting with.
Yeah, I love that because it's true. I have a morning ritual that I've had for a long time. And if I don't do it, I can have an off day completely. Mm-hmm. Like I can just feel off. And it does take that much to do a healthy, put a healthy habit in place. And this is really something to be said for when I hear people say something's not happening, it's not working out, I'm thinking positive. And I guarantee that if we got down to it and said, okay, so how many days did you really work on changing your thoughts around this particular situation? You would find maybe they were 5 days on and then that paradigm came in and then they shifted off. And then they went on and then they shifted off. And that's where I believe like the faith in the work, the faith in yourself, the faith in your dreams helps you to create those new habits and things change and shift. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, in talking about like the terror barrier, I'll share a little bit more.
Yeah, please do. And then I want to talk briefly about vibration. Then I know you have a great meditation for us and we are going to open up the call to Q&A. But please do talk about the terror barrier because I'm sure they're all wondering what it is.
Yeah, the terror barrier is basically when you have a new idea and it excites you and you drop it, you know, just into your knowledge, your place of knowledge, which is your conscious mind. You see, most people know what to do. They're just not doing it. And that's because it's just at the more at the conscious level than it is at the subconscious level. And the more engaged you get with the idea and the more feeling you bring into it, it's going to drop into your subconscious mind. And from that place, these vibrations exist, and the vibrations drop down into your body as feelings. And those feelings start to direct your actions. And so when you're in your comfort zone, you've got a vibration that you already are aware of. It's already in your subconscious. It's already in your body as what you already know, and you're still just repeating the same actions that you already know. When you introduce a new idea, it starts to go to war with the old idea. And so you've got, let's say that the old idea is an X vibration, the letter X, and then the new idea is a Y vibration, the letter Y. And what happens is as you get more and more excited, it comes down into the subconscious mind where all the programs are, where all the belief systems are, where your limitations are. And mind you, there are good paradigms as well. It's not just bad paradigms that we have, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't have the successes that we do have. And so now you've got in your subconscious mind an X vibration and a Y vibration, and they are two opposing vibrations. They're not the same. So they go to war with each other. Because X doesn't want to die. It doesn't want to give up. It doesn't want to let go of the familiar. And Y is trying everything it can to convince X it's time to let go. And so it's, think of it as like a XY boxing match. And they're going at it. And those feelings cause vibrations that drop down into your body as high anxiety. And that high anxiety is really just two opposing vibrations. So when you were talking about your program and making changes and, you know, having a plan and executing the plan and not having the certainty and the being in the unknown, you were in what's called an XY vibration. Okay, which creates the terror. And when you're in that terror, what you must know is that you're either going to go back to what you already know or you're going to break through the terror barrier. And the only way to break through the terror barrier is to stay consistent and keep going forward and do it differently. Just keep doing it differently. And then when you're in that choice, you have a greater understanding. You know you've got the skill. You know you have the knowledge, but it's your body right now and your paradigms that are fighting you. And then you have to have the faith, because faith is really when you believe in the impossible and you produce the incredible, what the masses just don't believe can even exist.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the faith. And from that place of consistency and belief, you will start to, in your inner world, is creating what you want. And then it starts to manifest on the outer world. Maria Nemeth calls it crossing the border in her book, The Energy of Money. So that you have to just keep on creating the thoughts and the actions that are in alignment with what you want. Keep focusing on what you want. And when you're in the doubt, the fear, and the worry, that's the terror barrier. It's going to bring you back to the same old patterns. But you've got to grow more conscious. You get to grow more conscious and say, ah, these are my paradigms. This is the terror barrier. I'm at choice. And that's what the function of a conscious mind is for. It's to focus and choose. And when you get focused, you activate your reticular activating system in the subconscious mind, which brings everything into focus, and things start to fly in at you, and you go, where did that come from? Oh, my God, that's exactly what I'm thinking about. Oh, my God, that's who I wanted to talk to. Oh, my gosh, you know. And that reticular activating system is when you get into a heightened focus. It's almost like an obsession, and it can't help but happen if you stay on that track. But if you're in a low self-image, if you're in a, you know, low self-worth, it's going to keep pulling you back to what you know.
Yeah, it's so true. So I want you to talk about vibration, because it's really been very interesting for me to, when you talk about creating your life from the inside out, which is so true, and I want you to explain a little bit of what that is, although I do feel like they understand that, but I'd love for you to give your definition of it. And then how the feeling creates the vibration that you bring in things, which you've already kind of discussed a bit, but I want to talk to you about, like, I want you to mention how visualization helps too, because you use a lot of visual tools that really help people to access the feeling place, the vibration place. You almost said, like, acting as if. I know you do some work with that. So I'd love to hear about a little bit of that as well.
So the first law is the law of vibration, and it's not law of attraction. It's the vibration that you're in that brings to you what you want, and that means what you don't want as well, because that's the vibration that you're in. So it's working whether you're aware of it or not. And to help with the vibrational place, again, it's the emotional mind. And visualization is a tool to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind interprets language in pictures, right? So if I said to you, red truck, what do you see?
A red truck. Red truck, yep.
You're not seeing R-E-D,
mm-mm.
Right?
No.
And if I ask everybody on the...
Seeing a fire truck.
Exactly. So subconscious mind, and that's why marketing and commercials, they all play on the subconscious mind through imagery. And if I were, even to everybody on the call, ask you to go into your kitchen, and does your refrigerator open up from the right to the left to the right, or in the middle, what are you seeing?
Your refrigerator.
Right. So
and the door is how they open.
Right. You've just gone into your kitchen.
Yep.
Right? And if I ask you to, you know, close your eyes and picture yourself in your living room and you want to change a piece of furniture and move it around, can you move it around in your mind?
Yeah.
Exactly. So you can move around in your mind these pictures. And so most people are focused on pictures of what they don't want, and they don't even realize it. And to become conscious of what you're putting into your visual cortex is really, really important, because thoughts are things. And the way that it works is that your thoughts are going to create your feelings, and your feelings are going to create your actions. And even when you're not acting, so you're sitting on a sofa doing nothing, that's still considered action. It's a choice. you're at choice at any given moment. So you want to be putting in pictures to work with. That's why vision boards. You want vision boards with images. You want to activate inside of you imagery, you know, that's going to give you the feelings of what you want. It's not the object that we want. It's the feelings that it's going to give us. That's what we want. It's not the house we want. It's the feelings the house is going to give us. The same with the car, the same with having a child or a partner. It's the feelings that they give us. And it's to become aware of what are those feelings. Get clear on those feelings and start activating those feelings no matter how or what. Pick up an animal that you love. Look at a picture of a baby laughing. Look at funny videos. Activate the feeling place. Start becoming who you want to be and start acting it now through the feeling place. So, for example, I wanted to start working more with corporate executives. So I started wearing corporate, my idea anyway of corporate clothing. I'm an artist, right? So my artist idea of corporate clothing. But I would put on and my shoes and every morning be at my desk and wear the costume so that I would have the feeling that I wanted of being a professional, or my idea of being a professional, whatever it was. To activate the feeling. If I looked around me and I saw that my carpet, you know, needed to be replaced because the feeling was bothering me, I'd get a new carpet or I'd do something about it. You know, just looking for feeling good. And our biggest responsibility that we have to ourselves is to feel good. And if you start looking for ways to feel good and start paying attention to, do I feel good? Start putting your focus on feeling good. It's going to start creating inside of you more of what you want.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I did a lot of shifts over 2 years ago where I got really clear about what I wanted to feel in my life, exactly like you said. And then I knew what I needed to do. Like it created an action plan from that moment. Like if I wanted to feel inspired, if I wanted to feel free, if I wanted to feel more abundant, that's where I started out. And then that created the kind of life I wanted to live and what I felt would bring, what would bring those things to me. And then from there, I built my business up again from a different place. And I can honestly say, yeah, from like 2 years later, I was talking to somebody the other day. It's like, I love what I do. I'm loving my business. I'm inspired at every moment. Opportunities are coming in like crazy because of the vibration that I'm holding inside myself and the faith that I have. So I agree with everything that Barbara's saying because I have done a lot of that. And, of course, there's always work to be done. But it really has changed the way my life looks. And then over the Christmas, I had some family come in, and it was like, you know, the family train that was not the happy train, and really got to see, wow, my life is really good. I don't do things I don't like to do. I don't hang with people I don't like to hang with. And when I got forced into that situation, of course, I can make a conscious choice of how I choose to handle it. But it was really very exciting for me to see that I really have created the life that I desire. And that is my goal in membership, is to teach everybody how to create that life. And of course, I teach in terms of learning how to work with your guides, and then I bring experts like you on in order to facilitate the transition into having a better life, even make it more profound, add the missing pieces that I don't have. So I love what you said, Barbara. I want to move on to the meditation, but is there anything that you're feeling itching to say before we go into the meditation?
I just wanted to bring up a little bit about the Abundance Program, and this is going to be a meditation from the Abundance Program, and the meditation's about 10 minutes long, if that's okay for you.
Totally fine. And I was going to bring up the program after, but let's definitely do this. Barbara's about to do an incredible Abundance Program, and I wanted her to share it with all of you because it really, when I did that work with her, that was a huge shift for me. I was reading tons of money books, and I have to say something about the money aspect real quick before you go into what you want to talk about, Barbara. Sometimes, and we talked about spiritual communities, Barbara and I, and about how there's like, she's even mentioned this, working with reverence, and they're always broke, And I know I have a brother who's very spiritual, and he's like, you're not supposed to be rich if you're doing spiritual work. And I was like, whoa, get that story away from me. You know, and that's a story being raised in Catholicism, whatever it may be. Whatever it is that you want to create in your life, whether it's more money, whether it's that house, whether it's just a better relationship, all of these principles apply to those things. So find your comfort, you know, what it is that you want to create in your life, and really engage it and find out what your fight is with it, what your paradigm is with it, what it is that you can't, why you can't create it. So Barbara, go ahead. I just wanted to talk a bit briefly about that and what it did for me. And I was, like I said, reading a ton of money books, and nothing was shifting for me because I wasn't fully understanding what story I was holding, but I was holding a lot of scarcity consciousness. Mm-hmm. And scarcity consciousness goes into everything, friendships, how you receive just experiences in life, how I would go into new groups and have a difficult time, you know. And once I started releasing that scarcity consciousness, it really was a huge shift. So I know I keep saying that because it was a big shift. So
yeah.
Go ahead. What were you going to say about the
abundance
program?
Well, yeah, and also it brings up for me one thing that I wanted to say at the beginning. A big shift for me was when I decided to be a master versus a teacher. A teacher, I really saw, I was an amazing teacher. And there's nothing, I'm not saying anything against teachers, but there are a lot of teachers, myself included, who teach people to do the work and don't do the work themselves. And that's when I was in the, you know, entertainment business. I was an acting coach teaching other people how to succeed, but I wasn't doing it for myself. And when I did Pop's program, I made a decision. Just making this decision was so significant for me to become a master, which meant I had to be a product of the product and do the work. And it's called being in praxis. And praxis is when you integrate belief with behavior. So when I'm telling somebody now what to do or giving some tool for them to use, I'm making sure that I'm doing it as well. And that's where I had a significant change in my life. So the decision to be a master versus a teacher, just that alone really was a dynamic shift for me.
Yeah, I understand that because last year for me it was leader, being a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being a CEO, we've talked about, of a company, you know, if you're going to be a CEO of a company, you make the choices and decisions in a much different way than you do just as the vice president of the company. So it's great. You said praxis, and I want you to spell that because that's different than practice.
Yeah, it's P-R-A-X-I-S. Praxis, being in praxis, the integration of belief with behavior. And when you start being a product of the product, and you, it's really, it's a, another way of saying walk your talk.
Yep.
And again, you know, working with metaphysicists who are teaching it, but they're not walking it. And, you know, there are times I catch myself, I go through periods of I'm not walking it, and it's time to get back on track. You know, and that's when I'll see significant change. So with the Abundance Program, it's a 6-week program, and it's a teleseminar format, and it's between 60 and 90 minutes that I'm going to be having on Thursdays starting February 8th for 6 weeks from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. And it's going to be about the law of abundance based on John Randolph Price's book, The Abundance Book, and it's really working with the abundance principle. So that's where you start to gain a new awareness of what your limiting beliefs are about money and your own abundance, because abundance, as we know, is not just about money. And you will gain a renewed hope and passion and start to understand how you've attracted what is in your current life, because what you have now is just based on your previous thinking. Your previous thinking has created your outer circumstances. And in order to change, you've got to look at your results. Look at your results, and you will see that to change those results, that's where the thinking has got to shift, and the vibration will start to fall into place. The vibrational change will also start to change. And you'll gain clarity on what you want to do and start taking some steps to move into the direction of your dreams. Now, you mentioned earlier, Marilyn, about creating a plan. And the problem with a lot of people is they get stuck on the how, they create a plan, and they get so overwhelmed by the end results that they want that they don't even start. But the idea here is to use your conscious mind to focus on the first step in front of you. Take the first step, complete the first step, feel the first step, let yourself feel the success, grow your confidence, and then move to the next step. Most people are in the terror barrier, you know, and just not allowing themselves to acknowledge that they've done it, they've succeeded, and they crash with overwhelm. You know, so it's really about what are the steps that are going to move you forward? What's the clarity that you're going to have? What is abundance? What does abundance mean to you? How do you define it? You know, how do you think about money, love, success, prosperity, joy? You know, it's relating to all of those things. And to really help you identify the lack consciousness. So, you know, why you are, why you have an aversion to wealth or why you are repelling money. What's keeping it away from you? Why are you or how are you standing in the way? You'll also learn how to release resistance that holds you apart from your abundance and how money is an effect. It's not a cause. Money doesn't have emotion. It just is. Same with food, right? It's an energy. And you'll learn how money and relationships are an outer symbol of the inner supply within you, how to shift your consciousness from the material to a consciousness of cause, right? So you can learn to shift from the effect to the cause and learn how to stop looking for abundance from someone else. So that it's really about creating the abundance within you now. Be it now. As Goethe says, you first must become it to see it.
Yeah, I love that. And that's great work to do, you know, as with the guides work that you're doing, because your guides can help you to get that internal dialogue going and working with your abundance. I love this, Barbara, because the other thing you said that's really important to me is walking the talk. And last year, when I was up-leveling, which I've talked about in membership before, when you up-level and you're changing, which Barbara is addressing, like changing the life that you're living because you want to live a more expanded, a life that's closer to your soul. And my guides kept saying to me, you got to walk the talk, you got to walk the talk. And it was great. And it wasn't, and like you, I've walked the talk for many years, and then you fall off walking the talk sometimes, and then you've got to get back on. And I feel like what Barbara's sharing with all of you, this program can be incredible to help you move past so many limitations, not just about money, just abundance in relationships, abundance in life, abundance in how you receive life, how you experience life, how you experience your guides. I found that all of this work connects. So the more that I get into out of scarcity consciousness, more into wealth consciousness, abundance consciousness, all of a sudden I'm communicating more with God. I'm waking up different. I'm expecting miracles, you know, in a way that's not like, where is it? It's more like, yeah, life is a miracle. So where is it now? I'm finding more joy. Like, I'm so much more joyful. There isn't that depression that hits or that sadness. And all of this work is tied together. So go ahead. You want to say something to that?
No, I'm agreeing. Yes.
Yeah. It helps you to really get out of the box. That's like my biggest thing, like getting out of the box of thinking. You can find that when Barbara's talking, I'm having a hard time like reiterating what I'm feeling, because when you have a hard time, like I'm having time verbalizing the words, it's because it's so deep. When it's so deep in your soul, when I used to do dream work, we couldn't even write it out. We couldn't even speak it because it's like a new language. So if you see me stumbling over my words, that's my experience of it. That's how I experience it. So, Barbara, tell everybody how to get it, how much it is. And it's a live course with Barbara, which I jump. That's what I say. But tell everybody how they can find it. We're going to have this on the newsletter as well, on the replay, so that you can join this program if you desire. And
well,
Barbara has
you.
Other programs too. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's barbaradoust.com, so B-A-R-B-A-R-A D as in David, A-O-U, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, .com/programs and /abundance-principle, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E, -program. And even if you go to barbaradouse.com and, you know, click on the tab programs, the Abundance Principle program will come down.
Great, great, great. And it's $297 for 6 weeks.
Well,
starts Thursday.
I decided to make it $247 for your group.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yay!
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Is that, now you know this is being mailed to my entire list. Is that everybody? If it's not, it's okay. So that's just people in membership for your soul.
Yes. No, that can go for your entire list. Absolutely. You know, abundance.
Okay. I should have talked to you about that ahead of time. I'm so sorry.
Not a problem.
Now you're seeing our transparency here. So great. It's going to be $247, and you can check it out on the website. Luz will give you all the information for that, everybody, if you're interested. And you can also find Barbara on her website and contact her and find out about her other programs that are on there. She's the Thinking Into Results program, which I believe you're going to take into TeleSummit 2, teleseminars. Right now those are live, but you may take them online as well.
Yes.
I have students everywhere around the world.
Well, if anybody is local to Los Angeles, I am starting groups in February, and I do meet with them in person, but I am starting an online program as well in February. And you can always just email me at barbara@barbaradouse.com. It is it's the Cadillac program that I offer, and that's where people – it's a peak performance program, so it's getting into action at a high level. And it's a program that you work daily, and you get Bob Proctor, Sandy Gallagher, and myself. So you're getting three coaches in one, plus it's a home study program, plus it's getting together with a small group of people and being accountable and masterminding. And it's very, very powerful. And so if anybody wants to know about that program, please email me, barbara@barbaradouse.com.
Great. Okay, good. So we're going to do the meditation, and then after we do the meditation, we are going to open the call for some Q&A. So just everybody know that. And Barbara, take it away.
All right. I'll do this. It's called Awakening Your Prosperity Self. It's going to be about 10 minutes. So if you could just find a place to not be distracted and get relaxed and take in some nice deep breaths. And let go of any tension. Release. Take in another breath. Any judgments of yourself, of others, just place it in a pink bubble. Let it float away. Allow yourself to receive. It's important to receive. And ask any resistance to move aside and be. Be present, be here right now. Subconscious mind interprets everything as now. The past, the future, the present is all here now. There is no difference to the subconscious mind. It accepts and receives whatever you give it. It accepts and receives on a deep level when you add emotion to it, when you feel it. It doesn't have the ability to reject. It accepts. So we'll receive your abundance today. And I want you to imagine that you're sitting in a beautiful meadow, and we're going to work with a subpersonality, a part of you, and to teach how to work with you to become more prosperous. And feel the beauty of the meadow, the peace, the tranquility. Visualize and bring yourself into the picture. You're sitting there. It's not just you looking at yourself. You're sitting there. See around you the tranquility, the peace, the beauty. What do you hear? What do you smell? What are you touching? What do you taste? allow yourself to recall with your five senses, create the world that brings you happiness, peace, tranquility. And just feel into that. Allow that. Receive it. You deserve it. It's yours to have. Right here. Right now. It doesn't know the difference between real or imagined. You are creating and you are a co-creator. Now imagine a part of yourself coming to greet you in the meadow. And this part of you is having doubts and fears about your current situation with money. And this part of you is not yet in alignment with your new vision of being prosperous or abundant. And allow this self to come close to you until it's right in front of you. See it. What does it look like? Male, female, young, old? How is it dressed? And notice as you observe this part of you, the compassion that you feel. This part of you is trying in the best way it knows how to assist you in some way. But it doesn't know who you are right now. It doesn't see your new goals, your new visions of what you want to create. It's operating upon a program of who you used to be. And it's trying very hard to do something good for you. Look at it in the eyes with great compassion and ask it, what good thing are you trying to do for me? He may be trying to protect you in some way. Listen. What good thing are you trying to do for me? Now ask this part of you if it would be willing to walk with you to the top of a mountain, where you're going to show it a new vision, new goals of who you are. You're going to acknowledge it and give it a new role. When you're ready, begin to walk up the mountain together. But you can dance or fly any way you want. It's imagined reality. It's all here, right now, within you. Continue until you reach the top of the mountain. And at the top, take your subpersonality and show it the view, the heights that you're reaching, how expanded your view is. Show it how much you've learned, how much you've grown. It's a wider view you now have of your life. It's calling you. It's waiting for you. And turn to this part and show it the vision of your financial goals. How much money do you want to make? What do you want in the bank? Your monthly income? Whatever you want to create right now so that you can feel the joy, the freedom, the happiness, the prosperity, generosity, expansion versus constriction. Show this part your vision. Think of something that's important for you to accomplish in the next month, or 3 months, or 6 months. When you create a deadline, the subconscious mind wants to create with you. Ask this part for help in creating goals and give this part a new assignment. Think about the role this part of you was trying to help you with. Now think of a new role so that this part of you can help you in your new goals. And notice that this part wants to help. It's delighted to be asked to help you. And at this time, call in a master, a great spiritual teacher, who is going to touch and work with the subpersonality to evolve it into its highest expression of light. A master is now joining you on the top of the mountain. And the subpersonality is walking over to the master to work with him or her. Observe the work that's going on. And notice that this part of you is growing more and more beautiful as the master works with it, as it evolves, as it transforms, as it accepts and receives the higher version. And when the master is finished, he or she walks over to you and brings you this part of your subpersonality. And this part now knows how to create prosperity and abundance. It's willing to be part of your team working for you. It's letting go of what it used to know and held on to, trying so hard to make it work. It's allowing itself to release. The master says goodbye and leaves you with your evolved self. You love this part of you. Wow, it has worked so hard to protect you, to serve you. It just didn't have the consciousness that it now has. It now knows a better way to serve you. Love and embrace this part of you. Hold it like a mother would hold a child. This part of you is now going to find many new ways to align with your visions and goals to help you create what you desire. And this part of you is going to give you at least 3 new ways to start expanding into wealth consciousness and prosperity. It's eager to fulfill a new assignment. It's urgent. It's full of joy. It's eager to assist you. And facing this part of you that is now full of your love, turn it into a symbol of prosperity and abundance that it can now give you. Take this symbol and merge it into your heart, your emotional mind. Becoming one with this subpersonality, letting your heart expand, feeling into its depth, feeling into its acceptance, feeling into its willingness, and feeling the unity of yourself with your subpersonality. It was just stuck, and it needed your attention. You're now walking down the mountain back to the meadow. Imagine, it's 6 months from today. You now have what you've been wanting. Embed this image, imprint this image, implant this image, feel it. This part of you has been working. How is your life different now? What changes have you accomplished? Daydream about the changes you've experienced in the last 6 months and what you now have in your life. Pull it in. Feel it. Know it is yours to have. And let yourself be willing to change. Let yourself expand to new ideas. Let yourself take action and do it differently than what you already know. And feel the power and strength of your future self, and let your future self send you a message of confidence, joy. Feel the joy. Feel the peace within you and the new feeling of abundance that you're opening up to as you connect with your future self and merge with your prosperity self. And let's finish with a couple of affirmations. My prosperity is on its way. Again, my prosperity is on its way. I deserve the unlimited abundance of the universe. Again, I deserve the unlimited abundance of the universe. so it is. When you're ready, yeah, you can open your eyes.
That was great, Barbara. Thank you. That was really beautiful. I had such a beautiful experience with that. And I'm sure everybody else did. So I am going to have to stop this recording, and people don't hang up. This is for membership only because you guys get to have the Q&A, but I want that Q&A to be private to only members because a lot of you are going to be personal. So if you want to get in touch with Barbara Doust, you'll see that information on the email that you receive with a replay, as well as you can go to her website, BarbaraDoust.com, and check out that program that she has. And beautiful members, if you want to be part of Membership for Your Soul, you can join the wait list. And for members to know this, a lot of you are new, I don't normally do this on the calls. I don't usually share it with the list, so do know that this is something that is special. And usually the guest does offer something to sell just because they always have amazing programs, but this program, I just wanted all the new members to know that we don't normally do it this way, but I just really wanted to share this with everybody on my list right now. Okay, hold on. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, and stay.